Deep in the Swedish forest, two small towns, Beartown and Head, have been locked in a bitter hockey rivalry for generations. But beneath the green bear and Red Bull emblems lies something far more profound than sport. It's about identity itself. Who would you be without your hometown? What happens when the place that shaped you becomes the crucible of violence? 2.5 years ago, Maya Anderson was raped by hockey star Kevin Erdahl, an event locals now only refer to as the scandal. The aftermath tore through both communities like wildfire, redistributing power, money, and loyalty. Maya left to study music, Kevin's family fled in disgrace, and Benji, the troubled soul everyone loved, disappeared into a haze of alcohol and self-destruction. Now, as a violent storm approaches the forest, the fragile peace between the towns is about to shatter. Beartown rises while Head declines, their hockey clubs mirroring the town's fortunes. But nature cares nothing for human rivalries, and the impending storm will devastate both communities, exposing the worst in people who once considered each other family. To truly understand people in hockey towns, we're told, you must know their worst capabilities. This isn't just about hockey. It's about the lottery of birth, how desperately we cling to hometown identities, and how tribal loyalties can both sustain us and destroy us. The windstorm reveals both the best and worst of human nature. Hannah, a midwife from Head, receives an emergency call about a woman in labor trapped in the forest. Despite the danger, she teams with 18-year-old Anna, who offers to drive her father's truck without a license. As trees snap around them and debris batters the windshield, they race to save a stranger's life. Anna mentions her boyfriend, Vidar, died in a car accident 2 years earlier, adding chilling irony to their journey. Meanwhile, 14-year-old Mateo cycles through Beartown as the storm intensifies, invisible to those around him. He flees his darkened house, hoping someone might notice him, a metaphor for how easily troubled children slip through a community's cracks. In another home, fireman Johnny watches over his sleeping children. For the first time, he fully understands what his wife feels whenever he's away. What am I going to do if you don't come home again? The physical ache of loving his children so deeply leaves him gasping. This is the essence of heroism. Ordinary people making difficult choices when it would be easier to look away. Maya Anderson has spent 2 years in the Capitol rebuilding her life after Kevin's assault. The anonymity allows her to be defined by her choices rather than her trauma, though Beartown still haunts her. Walking through a dark park, Maya feels followed. Gripping Ramona's knife, she prepares to defend herself as memories of Kevin surge back, his breath, his grip, and later his fear when she held a rifle to his head. Her pursuer turns out to be just a young girl escaping bullies. After helping the girl, Maya collapses blocks away, overcome by flashbacks. She desperately calls Anna, finally texting, "Pick up, I need you," a message she'll regret when she learns what's happening in Beartown. "I'm trying to become someone new," Maya tells a friend, "someone nothing happened to." Yet she isn't becoming someone new, but rediscovering who she was meant to be before violence interrupted her story. The places we leave never truly leave us. They become part of our cellular memory, shaping how we react to threats and see ourselves. Healing isn't about erasing the past, it's about reclaiming your future despite it. The Bearskin Pub serves as Beartown's unofficial center, with Ramona tending bar between factory and ice rink. Its walls of hockey photos reveal the town's character. Some players, like Benji, practically live there, while others, like Amat, never enter. After her husband Holger died from cancer, tough but compassionate Ramona stopped attending hockey games due to failing lungs. Young men in black jackets who called the Bearskin home helped support her. Timo and his brother Vidar found refuge at the Bearskin from their troubled home, with Ramona becoming their surrogate mother. When Vidar died in a car accident the same night as the pub fire, both were devastated. As the storm rages, Ramona goes to bed clutching Holger's photograph and dies peacefully in her sleep. That same night, a pregnant woman gives birth to a baby they'll name Vidar. At her funeral, green scarves blanket her grave until her name becomes invisible. Her death reveals how essential she was, not just as a bartender, but as a keeper of secrets, a surrogate parent, and Beartown's heart. Her funeral temporarily unites a town divided by the storm. The narrative climaxes when 14-year-old Matteo confronts those he blames for his sister Ruth's suicide. Benji intervenes to protect others but loses his life, a tragedy born from earlier inaction. Ruth had fled her oppressive religious family, guilty about leaving Matteo behind. When reporting her rape, police questioned her delayed reporting. Her parents compounded her trauma, her mother calling her a fantasist while her father threatened defamation suits. Ruth's situation deteriorated as her attacker stalked, threatened, and blackmailed her with photos. Seeing Maya labeled a liar for reporting Kevin, Ruth decided to escape, disappearing at 18. For 2.5 years, she rebuilt herself until drugs took her life at a party. Matteo never saw his sister as dying, only as being killed. After finding her diary, he planned 3 graves for her rapist, the witness who failed her, and himself. These parallel stories highlight the crucial role of support systems after trauma. Maya had believing parents and supportive friends. Ruth had none. Her parents blamed her, she had no friends, and the community ignored her suffering. How many tragedies stem not from what we do, but what we fail to do? In the aftermath of Benji's death, healing begins. Bobo, Amat, and hockey players gather children to play everywhere, in the rink, on the lake, between apartments. Peter shares with Amat his vision for a classic icebox in the hollow for neighborhood children. Kira leaves her corporate practice to start a smaller firm helping assault victims, creating a place that fights for justice and reminds everyone that girls aren't the problem. As years pass, Johnny's son Ted becomes an NHL captain while Amat reaches the NHL himself. The Ovich sisters run Benji's pub, welcoming young billiards players. Aina discovers her potential as a helicopter pilot with Hannah's support. Ruth and Matteo's parents build a children's home. Benji's mother finds solace in grandchildren, while his sister Alicia becomes a world-class hockey player, honoring him before every game. Through rebuilding structures and bonds, the community finds redemption. While we cannot eradicate evil, we have love to cope with it and the courage to build something better from tragedy. Communities, like people, can heal with scars as reminders of what we've survived together.